You're free now. Free to stream beyond your wildest dreams. Free to be everything you imagine, and then some. That's how it feels to have Quantum Fiber. Your world unleashed. Learn more at quantumfiber.com. Limited availability. Service in select locations only.
It's Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's complete and no touchdown!
Cougar Sports Saturday. Saturday. A presentation of KSL Sports. KSL
Sports. Left wing for three.
He got it again!
BYU Sports Talk by Cougar fans for Cougar fans. Here are your hosts, Mitch Harper and Matt Biamonte. On Utah's legacy home of the Cougars. KSL News Radio, 102.7 FM and 1160 AM.
Cougar Nation. Sad that that show, season one, has come to an end, but we'll be back next fall, Cougar Nation, Monday night, 6 to 7 p.m. But hey, we've still got you covered all year long, except for 2 weeks of the year, and one of those weeks is next week. So I hope you're having a wonderful start to your Easter weekend, and the next week we'll be off for the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints General Conference, and then back after that. So all year long, Cougar Sports Saturday, we've got you covered for your BYU fix. And one of the things we do every single week, it's a fun, competitive segment of the program. Let's get to it.
That's right, Matt. It's the top five, and every single week we bring in our producer, Nate Slack, who holds it down for us here on Cougar Sports Saturday. It's a little bit of a game show style. If it's your first time listening to us every single week, Nate will give us a list, whether it's factual-based, stat-based, or opinion-based. Matt and I, we have to guess that top five. Nothing in front of us, no early leads. Nate did kind of tell us that he was excited about this list, so when he's excited about a list, it could be a doozy for us. So, Nate, what's on deck this week?
All right, to start out today, I've got two numbers for you guys. First number, 154. So there's 154 days until BYU kicks off the season against SIU, and if you think that's a high number, how about this one? 1,675. Not only is that how many days it's been since BYU last lost to Utah, but it's also exactly how many total yards Keaton Slovis counted for in 2023.
Wow.
1,716 passing yards and then negative 41 rushing yards, despite running a 4.5 40 in the combine. So we're going to be taking a look at some of his biggest targets in this week's top five, which covers the top five leading receivers from last season. So okay. Since the list is limited, you do have to get one through five in order, so it's a little tougher. But before we start, I will say that Tyler Batty's not in the top five, but he is number 10. He's wow. Number 10 on the list with 36 yards. But we're going to be starting out with Matt today.
Number one, Chase Roberts. I just remember Chase playing a lot of games, to be honest with you. Other than the Arkansas game where he had that miraculous catch, I don't remember a lot of splashy games per se. I just know that he was reliable and he played a lot. And I've got big expectations for Chase this year. I think that he's looked really good. Look, we talked in the opening segment about this offense and how we're a little skittish about what they can do this year. The wide receiver room, I like. I just don't know if this scheme is going to highlight them. But I like the talent between Chase and a couple other guys I don't want to name to give Mitch any ideas here. But I like the personnel in that room, and I hope they can find a way to utilize them correctly.
The crazy thing about him being number one on the list is he only had 573 yards receiving. And so if you compare that to past years, I mean, that's nowhere close to where the leading receiver's typically been. And then he did have that touchdown against Arkansas. He had four more, but still only five touchdowns on the season.
Let's go with Darius Lassiter, number two. What? Okay.
Wow. Hmm. Wow. That is a shock. I guess we'll just have to go with the guy who was just at Dallas, Texas on the Big 12 Pro Day, Isaac Rex, number two.
Yep, Isaac Rex, number two, 422 yards. He had 34 receptions, which still not a lot. 12 games played, only three touchdowns. And I feel like we waited forever for him to break that touchdown record. I think it was against SUU, he tied it, and then we had to wait until, like, Oklahoma, I think, until he actually broke it. But Yeah, well, long drought, only three touchdowns last year for Isaac Rex.
Yeah, and he was on our show all throughout the season, and it started to feel like a little bit of the elephant in the room through those interviews where it's like, we got to get this thing, Isaac. I don't think that was on him as much as it was the scheme.
Yeah.
You know, we don't need to beat a dead horse, but schematically last year, not great, right? The numbers bear that out. And then it's just, I don't know what it is under this A-Rod offense, but tight ends, they haven't gotten the volume. You remember the narrative too, when it was, oh, Jaren Hall doesn't throw the tight ends. Well,
yeah,
there's still tight ends not getting used. And it'll be interesting to see if this year that changes a little bit. Hard to imagine it's going to be much different this year, considering the wide receiver group has so much talent. Who would it be? Keanu Hill, maybe? I don't know. So going to be interesting.
Seeing Isaac Rex at Big 12 Pro Day on television and him going through the drills, you just wonder what he could have been if he was fully healthy. That injury against USC in 2021, it's a real devastating one. I know that NFL Network reported a 4.96, and some folks at BYU reported 4.85. Everyone's got a different stopwatch, but you just wonder. Hopefully he gets a undrafted free agent deal. I'd love it to see if he can get a seventh round deal, maybe, or just to be saying he's drafted, but to get an opportunity, because he is a good route runner. We'll see how it shakes out for him in his pro career.
Speaking of opportunity, we've got an opportunity for a suite.
Jeez.
I mean, this is very, there's strategy to this game.
Yep.
There's strategy to this game. And sometimes when someone gives you a name, you just have to take it. Darius Lassiter, number three. Let's go.
Ah, sweep again. Did you sweep me last week?
I did. I'm feeling good.
It's getting ugly for
Congratulations,
me.
Matt. 365 yards for Darius Lassiter, so about 60 yards fewer than Isaac Rex, but still only 29 receptions. He had four touchdowns, but yeah, number three on the list.
I'm like an NBA team before the All-Star break. This is me before general conference break. Just don't expect peak mid-season performance. It's gonna be underwhelming. That's what I've provided, I guess, to this top five. Darius Lassiter gonna be good for BYU this year.
One thought on him: everyone last year was talking about Keelan Marion as being the transfer to everyone to keep their eyes on. Lassiter surprised me. And he might be, just in terms of talent, maybe the most talented wide receiver in the room. He's got the size. He's got the speed. Darius Lassiter, big fan. I'm expecting big things from him this year.
I am too. And I think that Lassiter, you know, I think that with this wide receiver unit, they're good. I just don't know how good they are by Big 12 standards. By BYU standards, I think they're a very solid wide receiver unit, and if this was Independence or the Mountain West, I'd say BYU's, you know, definitely going to be a 8-4 team. I think there's still, that's part of my hesitation with a lot of anything that feels good about BYU. Where does it stack up in the Big 12? That's kind of, I guess, where I'm kind of always a little bit concerned, but I do like the fact Lassiter wanted to be back. Chase Roberts wanted to be back. Chase Roberts could have easily left in the portal and got a payday somewhere. I mean, he's talented. Chase Roberts is legit. And these guys wanted to run it back despite all the chaos from last year, because last year was a mess. And if players could have looked in that locker room and said, we're done, and they've rallied together, and I get the sense that Lassiter, beyond just what he's going to do on the field, he kind of seems like a little bit of a leader too. And I think that's refreshing, because we haven't seen that much from transfer portal guys where they emerge as kind of a leader of the team in the locker room. And I get that sense from Lassiter coming out of spring ball, and I think that's crucial for him. And I think he could be an NFL guy. I think him and Chase Roberts could be NFL guys. I just, again, who's going to get on the rock and get them to their where they're producing at the level we think they could be? But potential's there, that's for sure.
Hey, Marion, any guesses where he's at on the list?
Six.
Five.
Number five. Okay. So number five, and then Cody Epps, number four.
Yeah, Cody Epps came on strong in those final 3 weeks or so. Oklahoma State game, he was really good. And you know, I tentatively on my depth chart, I got him right now in second string. I think Fessy Satake kind of likes Parker Kingston a little bit more, but, you know, we'll see. I mean, it's good options. It's good debate to have to see, you know, where BYU is going to go with this wide receiver. You know, we got to take a break. Good, nice job, Matt. Good list, Nate. Follow Nate Slack on X, Nate Slack5. Follow us, Mitch underscore Harper and Biamonte. Matt, taking a break. We'll have more interviews with BYU spring football players and coaches here on Cougar Sports Saturday.
It's finally time to say goodbye to the snow and hello to spring, and right now is the best time to spring into adventure in an RV from a Motorsportsland RV Center. Through this week, come check out Motorsportsland's season kickoff event and find the RV you've been dreaming of. Save thousands and even tens of thousands off MSRP and find your next adventure at a Motorsportsland RV Center today.
Let Motorsportsland help you get away.
Motorsportsland.com.